In all the thousands of years I have been collecting signatures, he complained, even the most cack-handed, illiterate dolts have been able to make their marks without slopping ink all over the place.
I pressed down on the door handle. He looked up.
Wait!
He cried, but I was out of the door in a flash and crashed full tilt into a man who was standing just outside.
Hello,
he said.
I'm Mike. I'm sorry I was delayed.
My first visitor caught up with me. Seeing Mike, he gave a theatrical groan.
Guardian angels, he said. The bane of my life. But you're too late this time. She signed. She's mine.
The witch arrived in a flummox.
I'm the fortune teller,
she said, scattering quite a lot of Sally's 10-pence tickets. Sally did not recognise the witch, nor did Lady Fox Custard, who remarked, That's funny, I don't remember hiring a fortune teller. The witch made her way to a darkish corner and partly hid herself behind a curtain.
I guess these old barns weren't built to withstand a flooding. What happened? River burst its banks?
No, a flash flood. A sudden deluge had followed days of steady rain that had left Victorian-age drains and sewers choked. With nowhere to go, sheets of water ran over the ground, seeking a way down to the river, pouring through streets and into houses and schools.